Briefly, the Synod of Dort reaffirmed the following biblical teachings. The T stood for total depravity. This is the teaching that since the fall, man is unable to come to God on his own. That every aspect of man was affected in the fall, his body, his mind, and his will. It does not teach that man is as bad as he can possibly be, but that he is in all ways affected by sin and cannot come to God or do good on his own. The U is for unconditional election. This is the teaching that God's choice of whom he will grant salvation is not conditioned on anything in the person, not even on foreseen faith, but the reason for choosing some individuals is found in the secret good pleasure of God. The L is often the most difficult for people to accept. It is the teaching of limited atonement. This says that the design of Christ's death was to remove the guilt and pay the price for not everyone in the whole world, but for those who would actually place their faith in Christ. And this is perfectly in line with the scriptural teaching that Christ, in his death, did not merely make salvation possible, but as the book of Hebrews says, he obtained eternal redemption. He accomplished salvation. And so everyone for whom he died is redeemed. To say that there are some, any, for whom Christ died who then perish in hell is to bring great dishonor to the work of Christ. The I in the acronym stands for the teaching of irresistible grace, which teaches that the salvation of a person by God is a sovereign act of God that cannot be resisted. Salvation is of the Lord. The P stands for the perseverance of the saints. This is the biblical teaching that when God saves someone, he does it completely, and there is no chance that God will lose his grip on them. As Jesus said, it is not possible that anyone can snatch them out of my hand. It is God's will that Christ lose none of those that he has chosen to save.